The Breakfast Club on WCSY FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises LLC.
Welcome to The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, highlighting what's good every Friday morning as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. Teresa Getman, Rosalie Placati, and Paul Leyendecker are your hosts on Cozy and the podcast at WCSY.com. The Breakfast Club is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at WhitefordWealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Now, today's Breakfast Club on Cozy.
Well, good morning. I'm Paul Leyendecker with Teresa R. Getman and Rosalie Placati. Today, we focus on a great organization that's done so much good for so many for so long. And now they have a store or a restore in South Haven. Let's learn all about it. Rosalie.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to introduce Joel Rusher. Did I say that right, Joel?
Yes.
All right. And you are the procurement manager for Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity. Before we start getting into kind of the restore, we've never had Habitat on the show. So we would kind of like to hear about Habitat for Humanity first.
Certainly. The Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity is an affiliate of Habitat for Humanity International that builds affordable homes around the world. Our specific affiliate, we're currently centered in Ottawa County from M45, and with our addition of Van Buren County all the way down through Van Buren County. So we just about doubled our geographical service area as we expanded into the Van Buren County area. We focus on building affordable homes for families in need, and we do focus on families. And we are a home ownership program. So the families that we work with, that partner with us, they actually own the homes. They will purchase the home on a 0% interest mortgage between 30 and 35 years. And they're beautiful, very efficient homes. So not only are they affordable to purchase, but we make sure that they're very affordable to live in over the long term.
Well, I'm stumbling here because, first of all, that's wonderful. I didn't know you were international. So that was news to me. But housing is the topic anywhere you go. And housing for affordable housing or housing for less fortunate or lower income is the second thing we all talk about. So the need is great. So anything you produce is going to be wonderful. But how do you take a look at this giant need and then break it down and get started?
Sure. Well, first of all, we know that we can't solve it, but we can chip away at it. And so what we do is we focus on the families that earn somewhere between 30 and 80% of the average mean income. So a different area will have a different average income, and we focus on that group and that group alone. It has been a challenge, especially when people get down into the 30% range due to the cost of land and building materials. But we build our homes and we make sure that their mortgage payments are no more than 30% of their income. So again, we make sure that our homes are very affordable for our families, but we only focus on that group.
And then you bring in your crew to actually build the house, right?
We do. Our homes are all built with volunteer labor. The only things that we do not do ourselves are things that require a higher level of skill, such as concrete foundation work, electrical, plumbing, and roofing. And some of that is due to the safety nature of things. So we do those professionally, but our crews do absolutely everything else. And our volunteer groups will be anything from engineers to church groups. We've had bank tellers, you name it. They get out there and they may be a little shy at the beginning of a build, but by the end, they're shooting off nail guns and cutting boards and climbing up on ladders. And it really is neat to see. But
I know Paul said that he was involved with one in Benton Harbor and it was special. Wasn't it special, Paul?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Jimmy Carter was here at the time. It was quite an event. I mean, our whole staff, I think, volunteered that week, and we all helped to build a couple of houses that week. It was great.
It also says here, since 1990, Lakeshore Habitat has built more than 155 homes and repaired countless more. So you do some repair work as well?
We do. We have two different programs. There's a neighborhood repair, and then we also have a priority home repair. So if we have a family that comes to us and there is something that requires a priority repair, such as a leaky roof or a furnace that doesn't work, those are things that are absolutely necessary. So we try to help with those repairs as much as we can.
Well, again, kudos, because you finished that sentence that your families include 659 people, and of that, 430 children. So you must feel good about your job.
We do. It's a great place to work.
Very now, what are you working? Oh, go ahead, Teresa. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask what they're, if you haven't already said, because I didn't hear that, what your location or area is and what you're working on.
So middle of Ottawa County so Lake Michigan is a nice, easy western border. We go up just about through Hudsonville in Ottawa County, and in Van Buren County, we go over to Kalamazoo County, but we're going to be growing into that county because that's a large area.
Wow. Well, I know people that you've built their homes. These are doggone cute. These are really great, well-built homes. And so I thank you for that. Something you said that was so important is that you're not going to solve it. I mean, we can sit and cry about the shortage or whatever, but we can all chip away. We can all do something to chip away, and that moves mountains. So I love that you said that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
It's also interesting that it's not just houses. It looks like you're doing some townhome condominiums, and some developed especially for people with limited mobility. And of course, I also read that you're going to hopefully explore some opportunity with South Haven.
Yes. Yeah, currently we've got four projects, one that just wrapped up, a 10-home pocket neighborhood, and we are in the final processes. The top layer of asphalt will be put on in a couple of weeks. But trees are planted, the houses are sited, the lawns are in. I think 5 out of the 10 homes are ready to have their families. 3 families are in already. So that's really exciting. And then our big project is we call it Vista Green project. And this is a project we're doing with another affordable housing ministry in Holland, where we'll be doing 36 homes. Wow. And we actually have to do that in 2 phases. We bought a piece of property that was excess property for the city of Holland. And so we had to put in water, sewer, electric, all of that, do all underground work. It's very, very expensive. So we're doing it phase 1, phase 2, but we'll be able to build 9 homes in phase 1 and another 9 homes in phase 2. And then Jubilee will be doing the remainder of the homes there. And then our 2 townhome projects, one in Hudsonville. And that's also an area there's a moderate level of affluence, but that also means a shortage of affordable housing.
Right.
So really cool project there, because right behind our build site is a city park with a stream running through it. And one of our first families that have been approved for that project, they've got a little boy, and he cannot wait to go and catch frogs and things in that little stream that runs through it. So pretty cool.
Well, these are huge projects. So I was expecting you to tell me about one house at a time. And here you're doing a pocket neighborhood. Now, I know that would appeal to us in South Haven. Housing is the number one topic here in a lot of ways. So, and you've done some houses in South Haven, like Teresa said.
Yeah, and Ryan will be able to speak a little bit more of the initial meeting that he had with some of the South Haven leadership on their desire to do some affordable housing projects in South Haven.
Now, if there are people listening, and I know they're going to want to know, okay, wait a minute, I know someone, or my daughter, or my cousin, how hard is it to get on your list and to work with you? What do you have to do?
Sure. So there's four basic qualifications. One is that you have to live in the area for at least a year. You do have to be employed. You are going to be taking out a mortgage, so you do have to be able to pay back that mortgage. And you do have to have a good credit score because you are going to be paying that back. And then you have to be willing to partner with us. Part of our program is that you invest sweat equity hours volunteering, a third of that to help the affiliate, either in the office or at the ReStore, a third building somebody else's home, and then your last third, you actually build your own home. And this is a great sense of pride for a lot of our families. Our average family stays in their home 25 to 30 years. And part of it is they built those walls. They nailed up those trims. They painted those walls. So it's really cool.
Now we're coming to the end of your segment, and we've got another segment coming up. But how can people support you? Because you said these projects are expensive. And then how can people find out more about how to get to you? If you could wrap it up with that.
Yeah, the best way to contact us is via our webpage, which is lakeshorehabitat.org. And lots of information is on there. We just updated our webpage. So for donations, there is a donate button and you can get right there. We can also connect you with our development director, Dave Rosman, and he can tell you a little more depth and detail about our projects and how people can get involved, both financially and if they've got some material or skills-based volunteering they'd like to do.
Well, I would love to challenge some of the folks out listening, hopefully, that we are all concerned about housing and getting housing for as many people as we can. So this is a concrete, I just made a pun, a concrete way to do something. I just love that, to do something about the problem or the challenge, I should say.
Yeah, here's your chance to chip away. Chip with some money, chip with the hammer, you know, chip with some volunteering some way. I love that. I love what you're doing. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And you've given us your website, and we're going to come back on the air with Mr. Ryan Jenkins, and we're going to talk some more about this. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you know you can reach out to us with ideas and comments? Email thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. Altogether, no spaces, thebreakfastclub@wcsy.com. We'll be right back.
The South Haven Bangor and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor the new Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven Bangor St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph, or visit sturgisbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, downtown South Haven, works to get you out of pain, back to doing the things you love, and avoid invasive procedures. Dr. Vassar believes that working together with you to achieve your goals is one of the most fulfilling experiences. For a different chiropractic experience, learn more and make an appointment at VassarChiropractic.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy FM. Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, 330 Kalamazoo, downtown South Haven.
This is The Breakfast Club on Super Hits, 103.7 Cozy FM. Highlighting what's good. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank. And Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
And now back to The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
Thanks so much for listening to our show on Cozy FM every Friday morning at 8:30. We stream and podcast at WCSY.com. Just click where you see shows and The Breakfast Club. I'm Paul Andecker with Rosalie Placati and Teresa R. Getman, all set for part two of today's Breakfast Club.
Wow, Paul, you know I'm all about resetting, reimagining, reconnecting. And now we have Ryan Jenkins with the ReStore, and he's a manager of Lakeshore Habitat for Humanity ReStore. Welcome, Ryan.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
I'm very excited about this because I got a lot of stuff. So I just moved from California. So I'm going to be coming your way. So I want to know how all this works.
Perfect. But, well, we'll know what to do with it. That'll be great.
Well, tell us about the Restore, because it's a little different than what all I was talking about before.
Sure. Yeah, of course. So yeah, the Restore is a resale store. So we take donations in from folks and we take all kinds of stuff. I think the thing that most sets us apart from a lot of different resale stores is the construction material side of things. So doors, windows, appliances, sinks, toilets, like that kind of thing. You're not usually going into a Goodwill looking for or a different resale shop. But those are the types of things that kind of set us apart. We also do furniture, home decor type items. So there's a lot of stuff and people are always kind of asking, can we bring this? Can we not bring this? Most of the time the answer is yes, as long as it's something that someone else will want, someone else can use. And that's the part that we like about it too, is that it gives a second life to a lot of items that have just been sitting in somebody's storage unit or in the garage. And, you know, rather than letting it sit there, well, let's get it out there. Let's get somewhere somebody can use it.
This is awesome. So who can shop at this store though? Because I know everybody's going to go, can anybody shop there?
Yeah, well, we like to include people. So anyone that wants to can come in and shop. There's no restriction or limitation. I think sometimes people get the impression, oh, that's a Habitat for Humanity thing. You have to somehow be involved with Habitat to do that. Now, of course, we'd love for everybody that comes to shop to also get involved with Habitat, but you don't have to be in order to come in and shop. And honestly, just showing up and making a purchase, you are supporting the mission of Habitat. And that's one of the things I love about working here, is that every day, you know, in the big ways and the small ways, I get to see folks contributing to that mission. Sometimes they don't even really fully realize that's what they're doing, but it's really neat to see all the different ways that that folks come together as a community to support Habitat.
Okay, last question, because okay, I'm going to let Rosalie take over. I just got to know. And I'm getting all, I'm like interviewing. Okay, so do you come pick up? Do you go to people's homes and do you pick up the stuff?
Yeah, we do. So obviously, if we can, we encourage folks, you know, reach out to a neighbor that's got a truck, or, you know, maybe you don't have a way to do it yourself. If you can find a way to get it to us, that's easier for us because we have a limited number of staff, limited number of days we can pick up with a truck. But we do have a box truck, and actually, Countryside Motor is fixing it up a little bit for us. We got a used truck, and they're donating a little bit of labor and some elbow grease to get that fixed up for us, which we really appreciate. And we do take that truck out on scheduled pickups to pick up donation items. And if somebody has a question, they have something they want to know, will we come get it? They can send us an email. So what we say is take some pictures on your phone. You can use your text app or your email app and just share that with us. And the email address for that is SH pickup. So like South Haven pickup at lakeshorehabitat.org. If they send that email over with some pictures, we need their name, number, and address. And we'll let them know, yes, this absolutely is something we'll come and take, and schedule a time to come and pick it up.
I'm busy writing. Sorry, go ahead, Rose.
Well, I know that in our last segment, we talked a little bit when we're talking with Joel that you've had some initial conversation with South Haven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we got in here through some very serendipitous sort of encounters, I ended up at a meeting with Kate Holmes, who is
Kate
the Holmes, manager.
Hosier.
Thank
manager.
You. Yes. I was like, I know I'm getting this name wrong. I appreciate you having my back on that. Yes. Kate Hosier. And so we sat down with her and, I'm forgetting his last name, but Ross, the supervisor for the township.
Yep.
Yeah. And then our executive director, Don Wilkinson, the four of us sat down and, had a discussion about the need that South Haven has right now and, kind of let them know we're here in the community now. The Restore is our first step in to kind of let folks know we're here and start building awareness and a volunteer base, because the whole point of the store is to get to building homes. So this is the first step into the community. It's highly visible. Folks will know that we're here. And then when they come in, we get a chance to kind of share with them our mission and our vision. And hopefully they catch some of that so that we can move forward to the stage of building.
Well, I know there were you were in South Haven before, but it's been a few years. Mm-hmm. And yes, your new store is very visible. It looks really nice. It's bright and very professional. How often do you really grab volunteers at that store? I mean, do people really get turned on and say, I want to know more?
Yeah, we've had it happen a couple of times actually since we opened up here. And actually, one of my employees here just walked straight up to the desk and wanted to know, are you hiring? And that was great because we were actually at a stage where, yes, we were. But even if we weren't, I'd say, you know, we don't have any paid positions. But if you're interested in getting involved, you know, here are the ways that you can. And there's a number of different ways, whether it's helping out in the store. We have a crew that goes out. So in addition to picking up furniture and appliances and things that you would just kind of go and pick up, we also have a deconstruction crew, which what that is somebody might be redoing their kitchen or a bathroom or something like that. We'll go in and take out the old cabinets that they don't want and aren't going to use anymore.
Oh.
And then bring them to the store and sell them. And it's great. It's a win-win for everybody because the store ends up with the cabinets. They get to go somewhere else to another person's home. And they don't end up in a landfill. And then on top of that, they don't have to pay to get those cabinets taken out. So we have a volunteer team that works up out of the Holland store doing that already. And we are looking for a team to put together down here for that purpose as well. But beyond the store, doing the deconstruction, obviously, eventually we're going to have construction. And then we also are interested in getting artistic people involved.
I was just going to ask you about that.
So we like to upcycle things, right? Something will come in and it's honestly, you know, it's like a beautiful antique chair, but it's seen better days. And rather than scrapping it or even just sticking in the corner, you know, you can have somebody come in who has a little bit of talent, a little bit of experience, and knows how to take that and breathe new life into it and make it the centerpiece of a room again. So, and down here at the South Haven location, we're putting together a little workspace. So if they don't have a way of doing that where they're at right now, they may be able to just come into the store, pick something off the floor and say, I'm going to work on this for a little bit. And we love to see that. We have one of our employees does that, on her own time. So she works here, but she also volunteers a little bit of time and does that for us as well. And it's really neat to see what she does with the things.
Well, we have really creative people here. We have some great artists here. And I know that upscaling is getting to be very, not only popular, but useful.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, you turn out gorgeous stuff. Now you've got you've got a little grand opening coming up.
We do. Hopefully it's more than a little one. We're hoping for a great grand opening.
I'm sorry. I hear you're having a fantastic opening.
Yes, yes. Oh, sell it. So August 6th, we are having a grand opening event. So we're going to have some special sales. We're having some events. We'll have a bouncy house and hopefully some face painting for the kids and donuts in the morning, Golden Brown Bakery. We're just talking with them about getting some donuts and we'll get some coffee. So get your pickup and your day started well. And then at 4 p.m. at the end of the day, we're doing a big raffle. So you'll be able to buy tickets anytime between now and then. And there's some really cool prizes. The main prize that everybody that I've been talking to so far is like, well, I want that one, is the BMW motorcycle. So we have a BMW that was donated by a volunteer. Her husband had been holding on to it, but not really using it. And I think they finally decided it's time to find a new home for that. So they very graciously donated it to us. And we decided a great way to use that donation was to raffle it off and draw some folks in. So if you want a BMW, it's $20 a ticket and you can take a shot.
Yeah. Grab that raffle license number, Ryan. Forward.
Yes, I do have that. So.
Legally, we have to do that. So
anyway. Absolutely.
So how did you get into this? You're a young man. You decided to devote your time to this. And
yeah, that's a great question. I didn't know what Habitat was when I got into it, to be honest. I heard about the job through a family member who's up here. And he mentioned it to me and I said, well, that's not something I've ever really done before, even just retail management. But my family is, my wife is from the area and she wanted to come back up here and be close to her family. And I thought that sounded like a good idea. We have our second kid on the way and more family around you is always good when you got that going on. And so I put in my application for it. At the time, I was actually living in Texas. We were down in the Houston area. I was serving with the National Guard, and my time of service had just ended. And so we were kind of looking at what was next. And I applied for the job, and I got it, and came up here and started to learn more and more about what Habitat did. And I honestly, I thought, wow, this is more than a job. I'm really excited to be doing this. And yeah, like I said, now several months in, and just loving being a part of the mission. And like I said, it feels good coming into work and knowing what we're working toward and what we're accomplishing by being here.
I've always followed mission-driven work too, and it doesn't become a job then. Mm-hmm. You know, you fall in love with the mission and you work extra hard, extra long, which I'm sure you're doing.
You may have never done retail, but I can tell you your biggest asset and probably qualification is that you want to work and you want to, you know, give of your gifts and help others. There can't be anything greater than that. I mean, Joel, you're a lucky guy there. And he's lucky to have you, but this is a really amazing organization. And I love how far reaching you are and all the ways people can chip in. Aha, got it in there.
There you go. Well, Ryan, if they want to talk to you, or how can they find out more about you and the store?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Obviously, we'd love it if they'd stop by, because then they might see something they like, and then they can take that home with them. And our address, we're right here on 73rd Street. The street address is 02959 73rd Street here in South Haven. It's right out in front of Menards. So if you know where that is, we're easy to find. Otherwise, they can give us a call if they have any questions. And that number is 269-227-1244. Or like Joel shared earlier, we have our website, and you can find out information about the restore on there. So that was lakeshorehabitat.org.
Well, we're at the end of our segment. I just want to say thank you and keep up the good work, Teresa.
Yeah, and absolutely. If you see me coming in there, my husband's going to say she can take things in. Do not.
But you can't bring them out.
Oh, well, I have a hard time choosing sides on that dispute.
I love it.
I love it. All right. We love it when you share ideas and comments with us. Email thebreakfastclub at WCSY.com. One long word, no spaces, The Breakfast Club at WCSY.com. You'll find podcasts of the shows there as well. For more inspiration from Teresa R. Getman, visit EnterprisesLLC.com. And here comes the legal stuff, raffle number R65970. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Breakfast Club, highlighting what's good every Friday morning at 8:30 as experts, organizations, and event planners focus on the positive and relevant ways to experience hope. The Breakfast Club on Cozy is sponsored by
Whiteford Wealth Management in South Haven. Let them help you build wealth at whitefordwealth.com. The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers of Sturgis Bank, and Vassar Chiropractic and Rehabilitation for a different chiropractic experience. VassarChiropractic.com.
Join us again next Friday at 8:30 for The Breakfast Club on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Find a podcast of today's show at WCSY.com.
The South Haven, Bangor, and St. Joseph Banking Centers, a division of Sturgis Bank, believes in community. That's why they're proud to sponsor the new Breakfast Club, Friday mornings at 8:30 on Cozy FM. At the South Haven, Bangor, St. Joseph Banking Centers, it's people that make the difference. People that can help you build or expand your business. Stop at any of their branch locations in South Haven, Bangor, or St. Joseph, or visit sturgisbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Whiteford Wealth Management, they have the pleasure of serving clients in nearly half of the country from their beloved South Haven. Rest assured, with Whiteford Wealth Management, you will always get simple, candid advice based on the wealth of knowledge and experience in tax, legal, and investments. Clients trust Whiteford Wealth Management with their life savings, and they earn that trust by recommending products that they use themselves. Whiteford Wealth Management. Let them help you build wealth. WhitefordWealth.com. Proud sponsors of The Breakfast Club on Cozy.
The Breakfast Club on WCSY FM South Haven is paid for by Enterprises LLC.